Cape Breton Regional Municipality Councillor welcomes the invitation to list cellular service problem areas. The Nova Scotia government is doing a province-wide survey asking municipalities to document communities with poor cell service so they can do upgrades later. Gordon McDonald says the survey comes at a convenient time, as City Hall refers to three problem areas for the province to consider. McDonald says these sections are often searched by his family and friends as they look for his nephew Justin McDonald, who hasn't been seen since last summer. He tells CKOA Radio about the challenges while they're looking for the car Justin was driving during the early days of the investigation. McDonald says while searching, he couldn't stay in touch with Justin's father while they look for any trace of the 34-year-old or the vehicle he was driving.
So Ken and I were trying to, you know, locate the vehicle in any way we possibly could. And, you know, we quickly realized that we had no way to communicate. There was, you know, we find certain pockets of service where we'd have to, you know, eventually we learned to figure them out and stop there to try to get a hold of each other.
McDonald says during the past 8 months, it's been frustrating because often in order to communicate, they have to take a drive to relay information to the others.
So what we would have to do, we'd have to drive to wherever an area that was capable of having cell service to be able to make a call. Sometimes you'd be 20, 30 kilometers out of space and you'd have to drive all the way that distance to be able to make contact or to relay the information.
But McDonald says there are no guarantees for a conversation, even when he finds an area with good cell phone service.
If it's a part of the search party, then your hope is that after you've made your trek out or around, I mean, sometimes you're out in the dirt road, so it takes a little bit of time. Then you got to hope that the person you're trying to reach is in a service area, if they're part of the search team.
The CBRM is asking the province to consider three communities for cellular service upgrades, including Balls Creek, located along a busy four-lane highway.
When a vehicle does go off the road, and if you went off the road in Balls Creek, then you'd have to flag over somebody to go make a call, because you couldn't make a cell phone call from there. And that's not a good thing. To be, you know, our emergency services should be able to communicate to be able to get those response times down.
Parts of Meadows Road and Reserve Mines of the CBRM are other places with questionable service that the municipality listed on the provincial government survey that highlights where improvements are needed around Nova Scotia.
Well, I'm hoping that when they recognize the areas that do this, that, you know, places like this will be recognized and these towers will be put in place to be able to service these areas more effectively and more efficiently. So, you know, that's the hope for on that level that we hope that we get from that survey. So
CKOA Radio reached out to the province to explain how crews will do the upgrades and when they'll take place. They responded by email to say their spokesperson won't be available until mid-April. Justin McDonald was last seen at a gas station in North Sydney in July. The police believe he was murdered and no body has been found. They have three people in custody facing homicide charges. Members of the family are still actively searching for the 34-year-old. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, CKOA Radio.